Now, bombings in Bamiyan province in Afghanistan have killed more than a dozen people and injured many more. New Zealand had a provincial reconstruction team in Bamiyan for 10 years, from 2003 to 2013. The area was touted as a success story of peacekeeping, but the bombings appear to be a sign of deterioration. Let's speak now with investigative journalist John Stevenson, who has reported from Afghanistan. Kia ora, John.
Good morning, Susie.
So these bombings, what do they tell us about the situation, the security situation in Afghanistan at the moment?
Well, certainly this is a very serious attack, by far the most significant attack that has taken place in Bamiyan City in recent times. I think you'd have to go back to the Taliban era to get anything significant on the scale. The reports that have come in overnight, people I've been speaking to have confirmed that the number is now apparently 18 dead and approximately 16 injured, some of them seriously. The city of Bamiyan actually has very limited medical facilities, so the local hospital simply wasn't able to cope with all the casualties. There's been quite a few calls by Afghan NGOs for those injured to be evacuated to Kabul so they can actually get good treatment. I think what it tells you about the security situation is that Bamiyan, like the rest of Afghanistan, is in something of a security spiral. Bamiyan generally has been safe for the last year. I was up there last year this time, and the situation in the centre, where security is very tight, the police, of course, were trained by the New Zealanders, are relatively efficient compared to the rest of Afghanistan. Things were reasonably good there, but of course, it only needs one lapse for things to get through. And in this case, that appears what's happened. They've had warnings, apparently, that there was going to be an attack. They were conducting searches, checkpoints, but the bombers appear to have got through.
Why would Bamiyan be targeted? It's a mainly Hazara area in terms of the different tribes in Afghanistan. Why would it be something that people would be turning their attention to in this way?
You're right. Hazara people are the predominant population, or the overwhelming population in Bamiyan, and they, of course, were persecuted by the predominantly Pashtun Taliban, so they're no friend of the Taliban and suffered grievously under Taliban control. So that, generally speaking, they keep a very close watch. There are only a certain number of places that you can get into Bamiyan through the passes, and it's a relatively easy place to keep secure. However, the reason it's been targeted most likely is because of its Shia population and the fact that the predominantly Pashtun Taliban see it as an important target. They most likely have been targeting it for some time. I've been speaking to insurgent commanders in the northeast of Bamiyan, or the people that operate in that area, and they have made it clear that, you know, it's been on their target list for some time. They've put an enormous amount of effort into the northeast area, the Baghlan area of the Baghlan province, the area where it adjuts or borders Bamiyan. So it doesn't surprise me that it's been targeted. There's been recent attacks in the northeast of Bamiyan. That's the same area where New Zealand sadly lost people in 2012 at Bagak. In fact, in almost the same area recently, the Afghan National Police Special Forces lost between 8 and 10 people in a major attack there. So, you know, although Bamiyan is generally safe, certainly the surrounding provinces are unsafe. You can't travel in or out of Bamiyan safely other than by air. And I think this is just, I guess, as part of the bigger picture, security situation in Afghanistan continuing to deteriorate.
Thank you very much, John Stevenson, investigative journalist there.